Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Shabbos, Perek Kira. So we are up to Mishnah Beis. So we already discussed, obviously, Mishnah Aleph. We spoke about a Kira. Now we're going to talk about a Tanur. A Tanur is an oven that narrows toward the top, and therefore it doesn't lose its heat very easily because it's very wide at the bottom, but the heat remains contained within it since it narrows at the top, as opposed to a Kior, which is more like a... as opposed to Kira, rather, which is more like a box, a square. So Tanur she'isiku bekash uvegavava. If a tanur was heated with straw or wood chips, lo yitein bein mitocho bein me'al gabav. You're not allowed to put food inside of it, nor can you put food on top of it, meaning it has a hollow inside where the coals are, and you might put food on the inside, right on top of the coals, or you could put food on the top, on the opening at the top, where the heat rises to, and cook in that way. So you're not allowed to do either of those things on Shabbos, even though those fuels, kash ugvava, will never turn into coals, but still they make small embers, and we're concerned that you might stoke those, and that would be a violation of Havara. So the Mishnah now goes into a third type of a stove or an oven, and that's called a kupach. A kupach is more similar to a kira, but a kira is rectangular, and therefore, since it's a rectangle, you could put two pots on top of it, where a kupach is a square, and therefore there's only room for one pot on top of a kupach. So it's like half the size of a kira. Now, it's... because it's half the size, it gets hotter and it stays hot longer, but it's still not quite as hot as a tanur, which due to its shape, its narrow, how it narrows at the top, would get really, really hot. So that's why a kupach is like somewhere in between a tanur and a kira. Kupach shisiku bekashu v'gvava, hareza kikirayim. A kupach that was heated with kash, with straw, or with wood chips, is like a kira. I mean, just like you're allowed to leave hot food on a kira, when the kira heated with kash ugvava, so too you're allowed to leave hot food on a kupach that was heated with kash ugvava, because a kupach is hotter than a kira when it's heated with these things. It's not going to be hot enough to cook food once the fuel is used up and there are only these hot embers that are left. So there's no concern that you're going to come to stir it, that you're going to be mechata b'gchalim. So you could leave food on a kupach that's heated with kashu gvava, like we learned in the last Mishnah, as far as a kira goes. B'gefes uve'etzim hareu katanur. But if you heat it with gefes or etzim, with like big chunks of wood, then you treat it like a tanur. So just like a tanur, you're not allowed to leave food on when it's heated with such things. So on a kupach that was heated with these things, even if the coals were removed or the coals were covered, even if you were garuf v'katum, you swept out the coals or you covered up the coals with ashes, you're still not allowed to leave food on top of it. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. The Isser Darais of cooking on Shabbos is only when you cook with Eish or Toldos Eish. If you cook with Chama, Bishul B'Chama, that's not considered a normal way of cooking, and therefore that's not going to be an Isser Darais. So the Mishnah is going to talk about what about Toldos Chama. So Ein Nosen Beitza B'Tzad HaMechem B'Shul Shen Eskalgel. You can't put an egg next to a hot kettle on Shabbos so that the egg should become cooked, even though the kettle isn't directly on the fire, because it's an Isser D'Oraisa not only to cook with a fire, but even to cook with Toldos Eish, that which was heated by a fire. V'loyafkiyana basudrin, and you're not allowed to break an egg open and fry it on a cloth of some sort that was heated by the sun, even though cooking with heat cooking with the sun itself is mutter mid'Oraisa, but there's an Isser D'Rabbanan to cook with toldos chama, because people might not realize that which was heated by the sun was in fact heated by the sun. They'll think it was heated by the fire, so they'll confuse toldos chama with toldos eish. But Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi allows cooking on an egg allows cooking an egg on a cloth that was heated by the sun, because there is no iser midrabanan on such a thing that it's toldos chama and it's just like it has the same status as bishul b'chama. Now there are cases where even Rabbi Yossi is going to say, you're not allowed to use something that's heated by the sun to heat food. You're not allowed to be matmin, to insulate your egg in hot sand or dirt, bishvil shetitzala, in order to cook the egg, to roast the egg. That's also because if you'd be allowed to cover an egg in hot sand, then you might come to cover it in hot ash or coals as well, and that would certainly be an Isra Mida Oraisa. So essentially, the halacha is Eish and Toldos Eish are Nisa Da Oraisa. Chama is Mutter Mida Oraisa. Toldos Chama, though, is Aser Mida Rabbanan. But Rabbi Yossi holds that only certain types of Toldos Chama are Aser Mida Rabbanan, namely sand and dirt, but not told us chama like cloths and the like. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis we said that if you have a tanur, which is a much hotter type of stove than a kira is, and it is heated with kashu gavava, you're not allowed to put anything inside of it or on top of it. A kupach, which is somewhere in between a tanur and a kira, it will depend what the fuel source is. If it's kashu gavava, then it's like a kira, and you're allowed to put things in on Shabbos. If it's heated with gefes ve'etzim, then it's like a tanur, and you're not allowed to put food on top of it. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that you're not allowed to heat an egg with a kettle that was itself heated by the fire, because that's toldos eish, and you're according to the Tanakhama, there's nisim mitrabanan even to heat with that which was heated by the sun. But Rabbi Yossi says no. Most things that are heated by the sun, you're allowed to cook with. You're just not allowed to cook an egg with sand that was heated by the sun, because that's very likely that you'll confuse that with coals. That if you're going to allow you to cook with hot sand, you'll cook with hot coals as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll learn Mishnayos Dalet and Hey.